about the answer. Come on and go with me.
Ray Charles, and let's go get stoned.
Rob Weisberg.
Hey, I'd like to thank Rob Weisberg and all the people who have given up their time slots, who have allowed this this event to preempt their time slots, and so we could attempt to go for this record. Without them, this thing would have never gotten off the ground, and I appreciate that. Thank you, Rob. Thank you for your kind words in your earlier transmissions. Your email transmissions, I do appreciate it. Rob and I lived together many years ago in a couple of different places. We lived in Hoboken. The WFMU family, it's, you know, I bet it down with Nick, and Nick's bet it down with Bob, and Bob's bet it down with Scott, and so on and so forth. And thanks very much, Rob. I really appreciate it. I appreciate your kind words earlier, and I appreciate your allowing us to do this. And that's just swell by me, man. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. Can I get some water from somebody over there? And we are going to be on CBS News, I guess, any second now. I guess... that might be on 88 a.m. or it may not, depending upon which affiliates are carrying that and what times they're going to play it. I don't think CBS AM would carry it straight up on the top of the hour. They would just play it whenever they play it. It is CBS Radio, yeah. But CBS, it's CBS Network, but CBS AM, it's hard to say if, you know, when exactly they would carry it, because they have the revolving news format as opposed to the top of the hour news. And we also want to thank Frank O'Toole for allowing us to, for stepping aside and allowing us to do this. Thanks a lot, Frank. I appreciate it. Okay, I'll read a couple of emails. I'm Glenn Jones, first of all, and I am on the air now 36 hours, actually. We're at the 36-hour mark. We have been on for a day and a half, and that's not quite halfway there, but we're closing in on the halfway mark, so that's pretty good. Doing swell so far, holding up real good, wouldn't you say? There are moments, I have my moments, man, but the people around me do whatever they have to do, whether they got to rub my head, or rub my back, or pull my arm out of its socket. They find something that works, and I suspect L.A. Martin and I will be playing foosball or riding the exercise bike tonight, as we attempt to make it through the night, by all means necessary. Here we go. Some email. Hey, Jonesy. Catch you live and direct on the PC here in Cincinnati, Ohio. Ohio. Round at the end and high in the middle. Sounds great, and you look marvelous in your studio. Lived in the city for ages with your show, The High Point of Sunday Afternoons. The Wild Man Kelly after you. But it's great to have you live on the PC, and the web is a trip. But WFMU's Jonesy is king of radio, and here is a print of Guinness, and here is a pint of Guinness in your honor. Best to you and X-Ray and the FMU staff. Keep on grooving, Jacques. Thank you, Jacques. Mr. Jones, what a spectacle. There's nothing more entertaining than a man hell-bent on pushing himself to the limit in hope of reaching a goal, and there's nothing more satisfying than seeing the man reach that goal. So I look forward to Monday morning. I feel compelled to do the last overnight with you tomorrow night. Make sure you stay awake. Stay awake, God damn it. Lord knows we need something to believe in these days. Just let that ring, please. Actually, maybe you should pick it up in case it's something. You know, who knows? It could be Bruce, right? Stranger things have happened on this shift. So I look forward to Monday morning. I feel compelled to do the last overnight with you tomorrow night. Make sure you stay awake. Stay awake, God damn it. Lord knows we need something to believe in these days. Tom. Thanks, Tom. Hey, Glenn, how's it going there? It's Donna Weinbrech sending you an email from the Rocky Mountains, believe it or not, skiing. I'm in intensive training for a very important upcoming season, the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, which are being held in our own country, Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm attempting a comeback after taking 2.5 years off competitive skiing. I'm skiing against an ever-growing younger field of talented skiers, some 10 to 15 years younger, if you know what I mean. The goal is to make my fourth Olympics, to ski in my own country after a 10-year span from when I won my first Olympic gold medal in 1992. So when Jimmy called me to ask if I would write you an email, I said, sure. I know what it means to set goals. At the end of your 74th hour, you'll feel more alive than you ever have in your life, Glenn. Good luck. And as my uncle always said, keep the faith. I'll leave you with this Olympic music memory. When I was in Albertville, France, skiing in my first Olympics and taking the gold medal home to the USA, I received a fax saying congratulations from your biggest fans, the Ramones. You see, in freestyle mogul competitions, we have music playing all the time. In my competition run, I was skiing to Rockaway High School. That's obviously misprint. May I make a request for a song, Glenn? Can you play International Love Band from my brother's band, Reno's Men? Here's to going for the extremes. Donna Weinbrech, the New Jersey skier, the Olympic skier. See, I told you it could be Bruce, man. The Olympic skiers are emailing us. It wasn't Bruce, huh?
No, it was Winsley. He's coming in next. Just wanted to take orders.
Oh, it was Lindsay. That's funny. Thanks and good luck. We're all thinking about you and wish you good luck. If you have time, I would like to request a song for the ladies. Hello, Glenn. My name is Amico Torito. I'm Donna's roommate here at camp. I don't have any outstanding accomplishments to tell you about, but maybe that will change after this year and a long summer of hard training. I'm writing to wish you luck. I just have to tell you that I think you're crazy. I also think you'll seem even more crazy after your 32nd hour of being awake. I'm sure your listeners will understand you anyway. Good luck. Crazy people like you are the only ones who could ever pull this thing off. Dear Glennie, yeah, we're all behind you, but I was hoping you would be the nut you usually are on the air for the entire record-breaking time. That would really be an accomplishment. But then again, you might die from carrying on this that way for the whole time. Now, do you think I'd really make it to the end if I did what I do on Sunday afternoons for the entire time? Think about it. Do you really think would it be worth it if I did that for like 13 hours and then I collapsed and got carried out of the studio? By the way, did you check with a doctor before doing this? Is there an EMT on hand? I did two overnight shows once in a row with some sleep in between, even, and I ended up in the emergency room. I was so exhausted they gave me a spinal tap. No, I didn't see the logic in that either, but this was up in Utica, New York, where that somehow seemed a logical treatment. Good luck, Bones. Yesterday, I started listening with my coworkers at 9 a.m. We listened throughout the day in amazement. I listened all night, and then in the morning, as my alarm clock woke me up to your voice, I'm back at work and have been listening since noon. You rock ass. I'm moved by your true fondness of New Jersey and your consistent good song playing, except for that Elvis. Anyway, you sound great and relaxed, and know that you have great people on the station who won't let you screw up on a tech. As I went through my Jersey singles, I found my 7-inch My Boyfriend by the Cucumbers. I actually referred to that earlier today. Growing up in Ocean Township, I have shared a fondness of Jersey and would love to hear that song. How does it feel to earn the respect of thousands of people you don't know? Best of luck. I don't know how it feels yet. It's pretty flattering thus far. This is the best Memorial Day weekend ever. The weather's lousy, the city's empty, and the music's great. Thank you. Stevie Wonder's Superstition, or I Wish You Would Get Dancing, plays some Gang of Four. Rock out. Trying to cull these so that I'm not just reading requests all the time. Hmm. Let me try this. Glenn, you are an inspiration to us all. A trick I used to stay awake during my brief stint in college was putting clothespins on my nipples. Oh, come on. You have to get good American clothespins. The ones from the 99-cent stores won't stay hard enough to keep you awake. Also, an occasional shot of vodka. I think I can dismiss this right now, right? Should go back to music. I'm Jonesy. This is for you, and you, and especially you. Dion, if I should fall behind.
We said we'd walk together, baby, come with me. Back come the twilight, should we lose our way? If as we were walking, our hands should slip free, I'll wait for you. Should I fall behind, wait for me. We swore that we would travel, darling, side by side, and we help each other to stay in stride. But each lover's step falls so differently. Girl, I'll wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me. Now everyone dreams of a love lasting and true. But you and I know what this world can do. So let's make our steps clear that the other may see. And girl, I wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me. Now there's a beautiful river in the valley ahead. There neath the oaks bound, soon we will wed. Should we lose each other in the shadow of the evening tree? Girl, I wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me. Girl, I wait for you. If I should fall behind, wait for me.
Jonesy. Rolling Stones. Actually, let me back announce that one. Get into that habit. As well as I face the more crazy hours ahead of me. Dion, if I should fall behind. Now, Salt of the Earth by the Rolling Stones.
The hardworking people, let's drink to the lonely of the earth. Raise your glass to the good and the evil. Let's drink to the salt of the earth. Say a prayer for the common foot soldier. Spare a heart for his backbreaking work. searching faceless crowds, a swirling mass of green and black and white. They don't look real to me. In fact, they look so strange. Crazy glasses in the hard-working people. Let's drink to the uncounted heads. Let's think of the wavering. Real to me. Oh, don't they look so strange?
Rolling Stones, Salt of the Earth, which goes out to the entire crew of probably 100 that threw this thing together. Glenn Jones here on WFMU Freeform Radio, the way it ought to be, going for the world record. We have passed the 36-hour mark, and we are almost halfway towards our goal of 70, we are almost halfway towards breaking the record, which will happen on Monday morning at about 10:33 or 10:34 Eastern time. I have to say things like that now that we've hit so big, you know. And then, you know, I can say things like at the top of the hour. You don't say what hour it is because God knows what time it is in Okinawa. This plan has really come together. And Funky Broadway Part 1 by Dyke and the Blazers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bye-bye. Jonesy, no, not bye-bye to you. Bye-bye to the people here. It won't be bye-bye to you for a long time. That was Funky Broadway by Dyke and the Blazers. And this is coming up here, Express Yourself by Charlie Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. See if I can pronounce that in the final hour. Whatever you do, don't hand me this in the final hour. Because I might have trouble pronouncing Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. We'll go with one-syllable band names at that point. So here is Express Yourself, Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Band.
You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, do, Lord, Lord. When you're doing what you're doing, it's what you're doing when you're doing what you look like you're doing. Express yourself. Express yourself. You're doing it on the moon, y'all. In the jungle, too.
Mr. McFriedman just asked me if I have a bathing suit or anything. I think he's planning my sponge bath for the morning.
No, it's going to be a dry sponge
bath. It'll be wet. A dry sponge bath for the morning.
I'm going to put towels down on the ground.
So that was Express Yourself by the Charles Wright and the Watts 103rd Street Rhythm Band. Notice how now that I'm starting to lose my mind, I'm saying the name of the songs like six or seven times just to cover myself. Man's got to know his limitations. Coming up next here is the Isley Brothers, Work to Do. Radio, you hear a guy breathing on the microphone. I'm sorry, what was that? Oh. Jonesy, that was the Isley Brothers with Work to Do. And we noticed here in the room that it sounded a lot like this song. What's Going On, Marvin Gaye. It had elements in it that sounded like this song, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Marvin Gaye, What's Going On? And this here is War, the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid, War, Al Green, Tired of Being Alone. Jonesy.
See, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometimes I fool my arms, I say, oh, oh, baby, hey. Needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream, yeah.
Jonesy, that's Al Green's Tired of Being Alone. And next we have NRBQ, Me and the Boys.
Just a bunch of guys getting in the car. Driver still inside of that. Me and the boys, just me and the boys, me and the boys. Me and my bud just like a wheel and for everybody. We don't fuss and we never fight. Just boot taking in the sack. Be on the board. Well, up and down, my flute now, bumping up and down, sound. Me and the boy, just me and the boy, me and the boy. It ain't like us sitting around the town, where just the fools that I've got to find me something to. Think about what they do now.
gone, well, soon get that bill of ball.
Jonesy. It's NRBQ, me and the boys. And this here is Big Star, When My Baby's Beside Me. Jonesy, That's Big Star when my baby's beside me. Big Star. Here on WFMU East Orange, WSHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. Losing control of the right side of my tongue, I've noticed, due to some sort of tooth thing or something that's in the way. But that's okay. Well, Katie, I did it, Katie. I did it for you. I'll tell everyone I'm on the Today Show. Katie, I did it for you. I had to do it for you. Anyway, we'll be on WFUV in sometime between 11 and 12 with Vince Scalza. Be his guest and be doing the show simultaneously here. You won't be able to hear. We won't be able to simulcast or anything like that because of the Guinness rules. So you can tune over for a moment, and then you got to come back because I might die right after that. You never know. Oh, I think I'll have a cigarette. I just saw an ashtray. Anybody got a light? Thank you. So we're at the halfway mark?
The halfway mark. Yeah.
We are now more than halfway. And where's my little prison thing? They make up little prison signs for me to hold up, like daily newspapers for people to photograph. And go like this, I guess. Jonesy, on your radio, and you can see us on the video stream, if you wish, right now. Holding up my little sign that says 9:45 p.m. Saturday, May 26th. Halfway there. But halfway isn't good enough, is it? Because anybody can make it halfway there. Jonesy! The Glenn Jones radio program with the big clock on it, and the big clock on the wall says that we're halfway there. Halfway towards the goal of breaking the record. Ken Friedman just told me he's prepared to suspend programming through August because he had read that it takes 3 months to die from sleep deprivation. Well, how far would that take us? Let's see. June, July, August. Yeah. Yeah, we suspended programming to August. Do you think everyone would be mad? My mommy's listening to WFMU. That means something special is going on. So you mean you're not going to applaud and scream for being halfway there?
I'll drink to that.
How about them? I'm going to drink like I never drank one of these days. And Jason, staff member Jason here, has volunteered to kill me if I exit these facilities and decide that I enjoyed being straight so much that I'm never going to drink again. I've asked him to kill me, and he said he would, so I'm counting on him there. Here is Sammy Davis Jr., and I've got to be me.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I gotta be me, I gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me, I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. I won't settle down, won't settled for less. As long as there's a chance that I can have it all, I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. I gotta be free. I've gotta be free. Daring to try to do it or die, I've gotta be me. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me.
Jonesy. Last Man Standing just sat down. I think not only did I make it through the halfway mark fairly easily with only a tad of difficulty last night, but I did most of it standing, I think, which is the way it should be done. That's how you should be on the radio. Here's an email from Mike. Yo, Jonesy, took my kids to Wildwood back in 2000, or was it 99? I think that was 99, to see you at that motel gig. You lost your glasses in the water after the slide board, and my boy found your glasses underwater. You said my daughter was cute. It was my son, long hair and all, and we almost kicked your ass then and there. But no, you and X-Ray rocked. Keep it up. We are listening on the net. This is amazing. I remember that incident well, and I felt terrible. I do a TV food show for WNETA, and tomorrow I'll wear a radio headlock WFMU t-shirt in honor of your effort as we film a cooking segment. Go, FMU. Go, Jonesy. Brother, you can do it. Keep it up. See you tomorrow. Let's see what else we got. I can read a couple of these, I guess. Jonesy, when I sent my email earlier, I forgot to tell you that the music is great. Go, man, from Wendy. Jones, go. You should think you cannot make it. Call me, and I will be there. I will keep you awake. Larry. I don't think I was the only one listening whose hearts was in their throat at 6:45 or thereabouts when your mom called. The only thing I could think that would drag you away from this cunning stunt would be if something happened to your mommy. I'm sure that all the listeners know that deep down, old Jonesy is a big old mama's boy at heart. I'm very happy to hear that Mama Jones is okay and that her little boy is going on with his quest. I'm on my way to see Jesse Bates' Flying Guitars at the Lakeside Lounge tonight. I wish I could be there. I love Jesse Bates. And he's no longer calling it the Flying Guitars. He's back to Los Dudes, from what I understand. And I'll be wearing my Jones t-shirt with pride, and I bet I won't be the only one. The hits just keep on coming. I'm going to have to play some Los Dudes now that I received that email. Jones, at the end of the day, you'll be the last man standing. It's signed Gene Simmons, but the email address seems strangely unlike Gene Simmons. Come on, Jones, you can do it. Here's a little motivation for only two more days until you can drink regular beer again. You don't know me by name, but I've shaken your hand several times during the Fat Pack Tour. Connor, 13 years old. You're kicking ass here in Hoboken, Jones. I'm painting today, and you are making this crummy job much easier. Hang in there. Just like the invasion of the body snatchers. Don't fall asleep. How about playing Turning Japanese? Hey, Jonesy. Bill and I are at a rainy picnic in Pennsylvania on the vergence of Cigar and Love Roads. We're listening via the internet. Keep the music talk and talk going. We're rooting for you, Jacques. Jonesy, we used to work at Court TV together. I was up in intake. I saw your picture and story in today's post. Cool. Very cool. Good luck. I know you can do it. Jim, don't put Court TV on, whatever you do. Your object is to stay awake, he says. Oh, they're making plans about Mike Taylor ham in the morning. That's very exciting. That's almost more exciting than the Odules non-alcoholic beer that I had last night. I had a non-alcoholic beer last night, and I sat on Mike for like 20 minutes. Yeehaw! I was so happy. Do it for Hank, in the words of Hank Jr., a.k.a. Bocephus, a country boy can survive. WFMU, East Orange, WXHD, Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. That's us, and we're going for the world record. And we're going to win the world record, except I think I'm losing control of the right side of my tongue. That's all right. I only need one side of my tongue. Here now, we have another song. It's the King, yeah. Here it is. The King with Sweet Home Alabama.
I'm with my family once again, and I think I should say yeah. Heard Mr. Young sing about her, well, there's no need to put her down. I hope Neil Young will remember.
That's the King, Sweet Home Alabama. And here's Georgie Fane and Yeah Yeah. Jonesy, big star, don't lie to me. Glenn Jones here, going for the world record, and well past the half-hour mark. Got Bruce Springsteen up next. What's the cut there?
Ricky wants a man of her own.
This is Bruce Springsteen, Ricky Wants a Man of Her Own.
Oh,
Jonesy, this here is Georgie Fame, Yeah Yeah.
Every evening, when all my days were pursued, I called my baby, and asked her what's her with you. I met some movies, but she don't seem to be dead. And then she asked me, why don't I come through her flat and have some supper, and let the evening pass by. I'm making records, the sounds are groovy, I find. I say, yeah, yeah, and that's what I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, she gets me feeling so fine. She loves me, she makes me know that she's mine. And when she kisses, I feel the fire get hot. She never misses, she gives it all that she's got. And when she asks me if everything is okay, I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say yeah yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty baby, I never need such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling still. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm ready to do those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so the night can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, yeah, yeah. We gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in all the world except you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, pretty baby, I've never knew such a thrill. It's hard to tell you because I'm trembling so. But pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I think I'm ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer, the only thing I can say. I say yeah yeah, that's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah. That's what I say yeah yeah.
Beck, Nicotine and Gravy.
Chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried animals call your name. You keep on sleeping through the poignant rain. I think we're going crazy. chauffeur on a midnight drive. It takes a miracle just to survive. Buried at the most, call your name. You keep on sleeping through the poignant pain.
Beck, Nicotine and Gravy. As I continue to lose control of the right side of my mouth. And here is X-Ray Specs. X-Ray Specs. See? That's the slur. X-Ray Specs, the day the world turned Diglo.
Yeah.
X-ray specs, and the day the world turned day glow. Jonesy here. Here is Hank Williams' Mind Your Own Business.
If the wife and I are a fussing, brother, that's all right. 'Cause me and that sweet woman's got a license to fight. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. 'Cause if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. Oh, the woman on our party line's a nosy thing. She picks up her receiver when she knows it's my ring. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. The boys all whistle when she walks by. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. Well, if you mind your business, then you sure won't be minding mine. Talk around till 2 or 3. Now, brother, that's my headache. Don't you worry about me. Just mind your own business. Mind your own business. If you mind your business, then you won't be minding mine. It seems to be high tone. I got all that I can do just to mind my own. Why don't you mind your own business? Mind your own business. If you mind your own business, you'll stay busy all the time.
Jonesy. It's Mind Your Own Business, Hank Williams, and as I begin to lose control of my faculties once again. And here we have the Chambers Brothers. Time has come. Today.
Yeah.
Jonesy, time has come today by the Chambers Brothers, the Zombies. Time of the Season.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell him to miss slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Like me,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Alrighty, that was the Zombies' Time of the Season. Now you all had your little puppet show, you're playing with the little lens. Now it's time for everybody to go back on the chain gang here and get to work. The Pretenders.
Chain gang. like a pigeon from hell. Oh, we send in our eyes and descended like flies. Ooh, put us back on the train.
Pretenders, back on the Chain Gang. It seems like just yesterday that we were speaking to Eddie Brigati on the telephone, and here are the Rascals with C.
Thank you.
That's the Rascals, C. And Jonesy's still standing. Jonesy still hasn't had his first cup of coffee since he left the house on Friday. Jonesy's pretty damn good, huh?
Jonesy's the greatest!
Must be in my blood.
He's the greatest!
This is Hot Chocolate Emma. Jonesy, we're just playing bumper cars and puppets and just having a good old time here in the studio on a Saturday night, like most Saturday nights. Hey, you know, this used to be my time slot years ago. Wow, cool. Maybe I'll pass through what was my other time, one of my other time slots, which was Tuesday morning, 9 to noon. I had Tuesday morning, 9 to noon, Wednesday morning, 9 to noon, Saturday nights, 9 to midnight, and Sunday afternoon. So I've done the Saturday shift. I've relived the past by doing the Saturday shift, and I do tomorrow's shift. and I'll do Tuesday morning shift. And if I go to Wednesday at noon, I'll have covered all four time slots that I was in during my history here at WFMU. Jonesy on your radio for a very, very, very long time. And it's, I guess it's Saturday night, so I guess a lot of you will be with us deep into the night here today. Woo! Here is the MC5, Shaken Street.
Been coming around, gives us something to do. And mamas all want them not to come to town. They got into the blood, now they gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. All the way from New Jersey on his girlfriend's tip. He pulled into town and met skinny little beat. Said, I'm come here, boy. I heard about the street. I heard about the place where all the kids go. Now I'm about to flip. I just gotta know about Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, said you gotta get down. Kids on Shaking Street will never give in. Cause all of their lives they've been living in sin. You know that they're bad, you know that they're mad. They take for the taking and they shake for the shaking. Ha! The shaking is complaining, they find it so shocking. All the kids wanna do is just keep on rocking. They ain't got no time to think about stopping. They gotta get down and do a little stomping. When Sally Baker wants to shake a shaker, Bobby Phillips says it's gonna take her to Shaking Street. It's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, you gotta get down. Shaking Street, it's got that beat. Shaking Street, where all the kids meet. Shaking Street, it's got that sound. Shaking Street, so you gotta get down.
MC5, Shaking Street, Jonesy here. Harry Nilsson, Jump Into the Fire.
Yeah.
Harry Nilsson jumping to the fire. Jonesy here, approaching yet another hour of radio. I wish I had use of my tongue again. I like my tongue. It's very helpful. When I try to speak, it does things for me, and then sounds come out, and the sounds are different. Let me test this. Hold on. I'll read something. See if I can actually do this or not. Hey, Jonesy. Keep up the good work. The show's great. My friends are going to hate me. I've been online way too much listening to the show and tying up my phone line. I'm sure you're going to make it. Wish the station came in over in Queens. Good luck. Not that you need it, Justin. From Core TV. The guy with the desk by the men's room. That's true. He does have a desk by the men's room. Dear Tom Waits, please play more Glenn Jones. That's pretty clever. Glenn, two words. Staying power. Love, Nancy. Thank you, Nancy. I've got the staying power, baby. Go, Glenn. Any DJ title belongs in the USA. I hereby plant the suggestion of slightly painful toothpicks propping your eyelids open, which you will not be able to forget simply because I said so. Congratulations. You have already won. Dr. Mindburger. You just played my request without me asking for it. Ramones, I want to be sedated. ESP. Jonesy, yeah! I checked up on you at 3 a.m. and I'm going to do it again. So you just keep going, baby. Keep going, baby. And you're halfway there. And you're doing like the king you are. Make us proud, Jeff. Jonesy, as you progress through the tremendous journey, perhaps you will begin to experience full enormity of each and every moment. The duration of a blink can last minutes, processing a thought that may take a significant amount of time. Songs may only last seconds as your worlds change and things get weirder and weirder. Remember, we're there right with you, listening to it as it happens, and we love you. We only regret that on the subway we may perhaps be Jonesy free for 45 minutes. Keep strong. The sweetness of victory is near. Your friends, Dr. Ascott and Amelia. Dr. Jones, just a few words to keep you going, Rocky. Willie Reed, Dodgers win the pennant, Dodgers win the pennant. 1969, 1986, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. You the man, whether you're standing, sitting, or passed out on the floor, and don't waste energy worrying, you'll make it. I can smell your second wind from here. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and here is Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, Max's Kansas City, 1976.
A tip from me and get ready for the big parade. It's the place to be. Every night's a happy holiday. The kids are jumping around. Everybody's doing loop-de-loop. Just a making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. Downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Down at Max's
Kansas City,
all the boys are
Max's Kansas City,
all the girls are
Max's Kansas City,
all Patti Smith, she's the stagger of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11, and she always knows which harps to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just a-getting
higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink, and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get them, boys. The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girls is a looking for a kid. Down at Max's
Candy City,
all the boys are
Max's Candy City,
all the girls are
Max's Candy City,
all the stars are
Max's Candy City.
She's all in a buzz. She's on the cover of the New York Rocker. G.D. Ramone strips his bass to the bone. He's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Rip them up, boys. The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up. You know where? That's right. Down at
Max's,
all the boys are
Max's Candy City.
All the girls are
Max's Candy City.
Down at Max's. Now I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City, down at Max's, Kansas City, baby. Hey man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast, Para Ubu, John Collins, Para Toledo, Suicide, the Ramones, Blondie, the Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, the Poppies, the Marbles, the Planets, the Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dark, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Link DeVille, and phew. And oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Hey, wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your ego trip, because you're gonna need it when you go down to Max's Kansas City, baby. That's right!
Jonesy, this coming up here. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web, for starters, www.wfmu.org. Am I still making sense?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
That's cool. This is the Brothers Johnson with a Strawberry Letter number 23. We'll be on Skelsa's show on FUV shortly, or sometime within the next hour, and I'll advise you when, so you don't have to, so you don't tune out from here, because as much as we like Skelsa, I want you to listen to this, right? This is the show heard around the world. I could die. You could tune out at any moment. I could drop dead on the air, or give up, or collapse, or something. You never know what's going to happen, so you better stay tuned. The Brothers Johnson, Strawberry Letter number 23. Thank you. Jonesy. This here, Jackie Wilson, Whispers Getting Louder.
Don't you hear it, little baby?
Jonesy keeps on keeping on. Here is David Bowie with Win.
Yeah!
Jonesy. This is Cream, Blue Condition.
Don't take the wrong direction, passing through. Instead of deep reflection of what's true. For it's a combination of judgments made by you.
Jonesy, this is what do we got here? Jonesy's going to revive soon and babble a lot throughout the night and take phone calls, so you guys stay tuned. Enjoy the music for now. This is the Coasters, Shopping for Clothes.
I was shopping for a suit the other day and walked into the department store. Stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got off, a salesman come up to me. He said, now what can I do for you? I said, well, go in there and show me all them sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, sure, come on in, buddy, and dig these fabrics we got laid out on the shelf. He said,
pick yourself out one, try it on, stand in the mirror and dig yourself. Ooh, that suit's pure hair and bone.
Ooh, yeah, that's a suit I'd like to own.
Ooh, buddy, that suit is you. Ooh,
Yeah, I believe it too. I see for the businessman, you featuring the natural shoulder that retail, wholesale, and deal. It's got the custom cuffs and the walking chalk, he says.
I'm gonna let you have it a steal.
And for the playboy, you have the latest in tweed with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two button western model, he says.
Nah, ain't that nice? Ooh, them buttons are solid gold.
Ooh, you made a deal, so.
That collar's pure camel hair.
Well, you can just sit that right there on that chair. Now you go back there and you get that peep and let me sign on the dotted line. And I'll make sure I get all my payments in right on time.
Now wait a minute, buddy. Let me go back here and do a little checking on you.
Then the man, he come back, he say, I'm sorry, my man, but
your credit didn't go through.
Why, what you mean? Ooh, ain't this a shame? Ooh, my heart's in pain. Pure herringbone.
That's a suit you'll never own.
Lord have mercy. I got a good job sweeping up every day.
Jonesy, just heard from Bernie Fleshkin. We'll be talking to him on the air sometime this evening. This is The Clash, Lose the Skin. Jonesy. That was the Clash, Lose the Skin. And we have with us here a most special guest. We have with us here the Supreme Leader of WFMU, the man who really runs the show here. And you can say what you want about Mr. Friedman and how he has guided the station over the years, and how strong and powerful the Jonesy is, but the true man behind the scenes here at WFMU, the true leader of WFMU, is Knock'em Siegel.
Hey, Jonesy.
Knock'em, welcome to the show.
You look great.
Why, thank you.
Boy,
thank
oh, you. Boy, after all these hours.
Suffering a little bit of a low there. I've been napping almost for the past hour.
Well, whatever it is, it's been working because you look fantastic.
Why, thank you. You look suave yourself.
Well, thank you. I got a good night's sleep.
And I'm glad to see you here. Yeah, did you sleep well last night?
No problems at all. Like a baby,
yeah,
as they
say. You got a big, comfortable bed, I bet, right?
Yeah, nice big bed, about 4 or 5 pillows.
Yeah,
it was wonderful.
Soft as heck.
What an experience. It was
great. Oh, man. I wish I were there. I really do wish
The reality was a hard board. In fact, last night I decided to sleep on the floor. I don't want to make him feel too bad. I decided to sleep on the floor, Jonesy. It was a terrible experience. Barely 90 minutes of sleep.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
just an hour and a half, if you're lucky, if you're counting, right? But who was counting?
I was trying to be sympathetic to you.
Mm-hmm. So you and I are both on the forefront of remote broadcasting here on WFMU.
We've done some interesting things.
Yeah, we're one of the only staff. We are the only two staff members that I know that do remotes on a regular basis,
right,
other than the station plan stuff like the record fair. Mm-hmm. What are some of the funnest remotes you've done?
Well, Jerusalem, of course, was always great. You know,
you did a remote from Jerusalem.
Yeah, most recently in January.
Wow, so you've done it numerous times.
Yeah, Jerusalem has been big on the schedule, and twice from Hawaii, by the way.
Really?
Twice from
Hawaii.
You've
done Hawaii?
Yeah, and Hawaii is really interesting because I was so used to doing it from that end of the world where we were ahead of the station. In Hawaii, we were doing it at night and broadcasting here in the morning.
Really? So what was the time difference? What time at night?
About a 7-hour difference. We started like, around 11 o'clock midnight in that area.
How did that throw you off? What's this? Yeah, I do the Jersey Shore and knock him to Hawaii. And I think I'm so bad.
You know what the interesting thing was about Hawaii? When you watch...
What's that?
When you watch baseball, when you watch night baseball in Hawaii, it's during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Here when we watch baseball... You know, like you're watching baseball from the West Coast, so it's day on TV, but it's night at home.
Mm-hmm.
There, it's day on TV, and it's day at home.
Right, which is just completely backwards.
Yeah,
it doesn't
really
make any sense.
Anyway.
It completely throws you
off.
For
those baseball fans out there, you may understand what I'm talking about.
I'm a big baseball fan.
Are you?
Yeah, what's your team?
Well, the Yankees.
The Yankees. Yeah. I'm a Met fan.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. I can't even watch this year. I was so humiliated.
Do you know
my
shoulder surgery
year.
Was done by the team physician of the New York Mets?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Andrew Rakita.
Really?
Yeah. They said, why not take the Yankee doctor? I said, no, let the rotation of the Yankee doctor. The Met doctor could do my surgery.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's big stuff, boy.
So it must have been a fun remote in Hawaii. Did listeners follow you there?
Yeah, listeners participated, and it was great. You would have appreciated this. My staff was sitting here playing Hawaiian tunes and hula music and all that.
And you were there in the tropical shirt.
We were there, and here it was like 30 degrees with 8 inches of snow on the ground.
Uh-huh.
Early April, really strange weather here. And there it was about 85 degrees and just perfect weather. And in the middle of the night, it was fantastic.
How do you even conduct such a broadcast to the people back at home when it's freezing here and you're just having such a great old time?
I don't know. I never had trouble making people jealous. it just came naturally.
It was all part of the Knock'em mystique, right?
Yeah.
When they hear you're in Hawaii, they understand.
They were living vicariously, as they say. They too were enjoying the hot weather.
Is that the furthest remote you've done? Or?
Yeah, I guess in distance that would have been the furthest.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's the furthest from just about anything, huh?
Yeah, Hawaii is like it's like being on a different planet.
Yeah,
I've never been there. I coined a new phrase there.
What was that?
I said I was suffering from heat relaxation. It was just like it was heaven over there. It was fantastic.
You know, before I do a marathon show every year, I spend every single morning listening to your show.
Really?
Yeah, because I want to know how it's done. You really, you obviously know how to do it, and you do the big high energy thing, and you know how to work everything, you know how to make it fun. So I actually listen to your show and steal ideas and steal thoughts from you, and I always decide whether or not I'm doing something right by how Knock'em handles it.
Well, thank you. Would you ever steal this idea? You know, we once did a remote driving around New York City in a car.
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. And I thought
that
was the coolest.
Goes back to like 1988. We made stops in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Staten Island, and Jersey. And we just met people along the road. And when we drove through Brooklyn, we said, anybody listening, honk. And the whole place was packed with cars that were honking. Nobody knew what was going on. Oh, it was
great.
That's
radio. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing where Gene Shepard tells you to go yell out your window.
Exactly.
And you can get people to do that. I can't do that. You know, honk, everybody. See?
Not much of a response.
I mean, we had the back door open, and there wasn't nothing going on.
Someone go to the parking
there.
Lot to do it, please. But anyway, that was fun. That was great.
Yeah, I bet it was.
Yeah, it was.
Must have the time of your life.
Yeah, the truth is, tomorrow during the rally, get the whole neighborhood honking here.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, but I guess tomorrow, but that's cheating when you invite everybody down. You tell them you're going to have a party, a free party. Come on down, and then you tell them to honk. It's not like telling them to go to the window and look out.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It's a good variation on an old radio bit. I don't know. Maybe it'll work well.
Yeah, it is. It is actually a great variation. I remember when I heard that you were doing that when you were driving through the city. I thought that was such a cool thing.
And at that time, it was even cooler than today because it was 1988. You know, cell phones in a car was like a rarity.
Mm-hmm.
But we found two listeners who had cell phones and had extensions to cell phones in their car. And we said, mm-hmm. hey, why not? Let's do it.
So you just did it on a phone line?
Yeah. Completely on a regular phone line.
Wow.
We just drove around.
Was it just you or did you have a co-host?
The driver of my car. Who was the listener, was the official co-host.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't think he wanted to do it unless he was on the air the whole time.
And you had somebody back at the studio playing
yeah,
the songs again.
Sure.
Wow. See, I've got to arrange that deal.
I know.
That's a good deal. Sure. You get to have your own personal fill-ins and everything.
You filled in for me occasionally.
I filled in for you a couple of times.
Remember that?
Does your audience like me?
Yeah, they love that popular music
yeah.
and stuff they grew up with, old WABC, WNBC. Are you kidding?
They're
hooked on Jonesy.
I kind of figured that. I used to follow your show when I first started here.
I was thinking the first day you were here, I guess you followed me, right?
Yeah, the very first show I did.
What, do you think the whole place was Jewish?
No, I actually just thought like that this guy has like an audience here, you know? And I wondered how that's done.
Now, what happens if you're still on the air Wednesday at 6 a.m.? What are we going to do?
I have a feeling that Ken will say, you know, Glenn, you're not looking too good. And that'll be the end of that.
I was thinking I'll just pull some good Jewish CDs for you, like you did a show.
That would work for me. I would love that.
You mind that, Ken?
I would love that.
I know, under 5 minutes and 59 seconds, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd have all the rules down.
Yeah, of course.
And everything.
Yeah. We'll get you some good interviews with Jewish community leaders. How about that?
Yeah, I had an interview with a congressman here on Friday. Congressman Bob
Franks. That was Bob Franks. I heard that interview. We were home listening to that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they apparently pursued us, which really surprised me.
He's a Springsteen fan.
Yes, so he said, yeah, which he probably is, yeah. But that just seemed like such a perfect answer because it's the New Jersey
guy.
Yeah,
of course.
New Jersey. But his second favorite was actually, what's his name, Jimmy Buffett, who's from Florida.
Right.
So I thought he was going to say something like Bon Jovi. So that I guess he was being an honest answer,
right,
giving an honest answer there.
That's true. He didn't stay in the state for his entire. But you know these guys, they get on the air and, you know how it is, Jonesy,
yeah.
I have to tell you.
Yeah.
I wish we got honest answers from every guy we spoke to on the air. Come on, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah, that doesn't happen too often, does it?
No, not at all. But anyway, I heard the Gene Simmons interview, by the way.
Yeah, how did you like that?
Just as he was about to say something about all these rock and roll bands that hate quote unquote going corporate, you had to interrupt to get in under the minute rule.
Right, he can't talk more than 1 minute.
I was wondering what he was about to say.
And he really could.
You think he
would
have blasted those groups? I don't know.
Probably so. Yeah.
He likes the marketing commercialism.
He's big in the marketing. Yeah. He markets everything.
He likes it.
And he's really good at it, too.
Do you know that the word kiss, the way they write it in Hebrew, spells Lulu? I'm
really?
Serious.
Uh-huh.
My niece was seeing, I'm not kidding. You know, there's a big Kiss emblem on Houston Street. You ever see it across from the Mercury Lounge?
Yes.
There's a big Kiss emblem.
Right.
And we're driving on Houston Street. My niece is from Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And she says in Hebrew, Ma Lulu, which means what's Lulu?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at her, what are you talking about? Like, oh, yeah, backwards Kiss is Lulu. I never realized that. So I wish I could. He knows that, Gene.
I'm going to say,
sure
I was
going
to say, do you think that's where he got it from?
That's Lulu. There it is. Ken just wrote it out for me.
Perhaps that was his whole idea.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's why you came
Let's
up with
Let's choose
kiss,
an English name of Lulu in Hebrew backwards.
Right.
I like that.
It could work. So have you been listening to much of this?
Except for Shabbos, where, of course, you know, I got to be at peace and not turn on the dastardly radio.
Right.
Aside from that,
right?
we've been tuned in the whole time. My son, Binyamin, he's been going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is he still on? He's still on, all right. He's going strong.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking about you and... And last night we were discussing all the rules and how this is done. And I'm a big admirer of yours. This is unbelievable. What an incredible project.
Yeah.
And you're more than halfway through already.
More than halfway through, yeah.
And, seriously, would you like me to stay with you the next 32 hours?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
I'll pull up a chair.
We have a crack crew. I have these people. I'll get you a massage.
Really?
We got a massage on the air earlier.
Have they done the ice down your back yet? Or
no, they haven't had to do that.
I think Ken's saving that for hour number 50.
I pretty much have been in the hopping.
It'll be iced. You know the Bill Parcells thing when they dump the Gatorade bucket?
Yeah.
That's coming up. That's coming up by tomorrow morning.
And Parcells always gets mad.
Yeah, of course. Yes, it shows players.
Which I don't understand.
Shouldn't be having fun. You guys should be thinking about football, nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, oh boy. How has the press been treating you nicely?
Yeah. Everyone treats you nicely because they want to get the quotes and they want to talk to you. Sure, everyone's been nice.
All right. I saw the New York Post article today.
Yeah, that came out today. It's been a lot of fun. I mean, it's like playing Radio Star for a week,
and then
I get to turn back into a pumpkin on Tuesday. You know, I'm going to go to sleep on Tuesday on this big emotional high. So happy with all this coverage and everything. And
I wonder if you'll be able to just conk out on Tuesday.
Oh.
Like, are you going to be so pumped and so, I mean, you got to admit, for at least 24 hours, the press even afterwards is going to be amazing, and the feelings and the high fives and the, hey, Jonesy on Fifth Avenue in New York. You know, you'll be hearing that. You'll be hearing that everywhere. In fact, you shouldn't go to sleep. You should do a little personal tour of New York City and the whole New Jersey area.
Let
people wish you congratulations on this incredible feat.
I'm absolutely available. If
in
anybody
fact,
wants
let's put
me.
Him, let's put him on the back of one of those flatbeds.
I think.
Let's put parade. You know what? Get Giuliani on the phone and do it now. Come on. This man needs to be in the Canyon of Heroes, and I'm not kidding.
Who books your show? I think I should be a guest on your show. I mean, it's news.
You think we could do a follow-up on my show Wednesday morning?
I'll be ready for you. You tell me. I'll wake up.
Have you ever heard someone fall asleep on the air during an interview?
No,
there's
have you?
Famous radio clips.
Really?
Of guys snoring on the other end when they finally, the producer puts them through and they're ready to go on. Hey, sir.
And they're sleeping?
And they're snoring away.
Would they be like terribly old guys or something
like
that?
They're old, they're just bored, or they didn't get to sleep themselves, and they just conk out.
I've never heard of such a thing. That's great.
You got to be careful of that Wednesday, by the way. They'll be doing phoners with you from all around the world. All these radio, the British radio stations, you know how they like this shtick. Mm-hmm. They'll be going nuts, and the Japanese radio station.
I did an interview with a Japanese radio station. I forget what day it was.
Are you sure?
Because I'm losing. Yeah.
What, with a translator on the other?
I think it was an internet thing. Yeah, and the funny thing is, the translator would speak perfect English in a different tone of voice than when she would address the audience and describe what you were saying. Her voice, the tone of voice would change and everything, and then she would talk in her native tongue. And it was just the strangest thing. It was the strangest thing to be on the other end of that.
Yeah.
You know, here it is, like this international interview. What do they want to talk to me for?
You know what? I'm going to call my friend over at Channel 2 in Israel, the Israel Broadcast Authority, and ask him if he wants you on the air Wednesday. That'd be great.
Good, because it is a worldwide title.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course. Are you kidding? This is one of the greatest things in the world. In fact, next time we're in Jerusalem, Jonesy, we'll be taking congratulatory messages from everybody there as well.
You should bring me with you.
That's not a bad idea.
I could be like your little pet.
They don't like studs, though, in Israel. You know, they're pretty. You ever hear a newscast from Israel? They just won the European League Basketball Championship. Mm-hmm. If you listen to the newscast, you would think that, a bomb went off somewhere. I mean, they don't divert from the serious tone of the news. I guess like the old BBC.
Really?
Like
it's all very serious.
Very, very serious.
It seems whenever you hear BBC or any kind of like international news like that, it is often extremely serious.
You know, BBC Radio, they used to do the nightly news in their tuxedos.
Really?
On radio.
Really?
Because they felt that the way you dress is going to affect the way you speak.
How do you know this so much?
Oh, old radio trivia. Uh-huh. You didn't know it?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
No, I'm just kidding.
I assume you have a great passion for radio.
Oh, I love it. Are you kidding? I used to listen to Yankee games with the radio under my pillow from 1969 with the Yankees in last place, and listen to Marv Albert say Wolfman Jack is next after the Ranger and Knick games. Remember that?
Right.
On WNBC.
When they were on NBC.
That?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Are you kidding? I love radio. It's the greatest.
Yeah.
And this is just, I mean, what else would bring me out here close to midnight on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I guess that's the one thing about radio, guys, is when anything happens in radio or you know anybody at another radio station, you always want to go check it out.
Oh, yeah.
I love to go to other stations.
And everyone's got the thing that I like best. Like, I work with someone who just loves transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they had to tune in 9 o'clock on Friday morning just to hear the transition from regular programming at FMU to this big record-breaking feat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got some emails, actually, from some listeners who heard hyping it, and they actually continued to listen.
Did you see the prayer that I wrote for the occasion?
No, I didn't, actually.
Oh, Ken, you didn't show it to him?
No.
It's on the fourth floor.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not allowed up there.
It's a whole May God Protect Jones during this record-breaking feat and proclaim WFMU throughout the land.
That's great.
And let us say amen.
No, and no doubt that is why that I have survived this far.
Well, so far so good.
Well, it seems pretty smooth going to me. I mean, I haven't even touched the coffee yet, and that's going to buy me at least a few hours.
Amazing.
Well, I mean, I think you'd be the same way, though, because it's the passion for radio that keeps you going, that gets you moving and gets you on the air. You don't need coffee.
When you're doing something you love like this, boy.
Yeah.
You can just keep going and going.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt when the networks start calling.
They really get the juices flowing.
Oh, really? Yeah, they definitely do. You should see me. I'll be there like half asleep. I'll be saying the name of the song. That's all I'll say. Open the mic for like an hour. Just say the name of the song. Close the mic. The phone will ring and somebody will say, Glenn, CBS Radio Network wants to talk to you. Suddenly, the next thing you know, I'm all Mr. Magnanimous on the air. I'm going nuts, having a great time.
Well, that's understandable. Mm-hmm. Look, the worldwide attention. Everybody on Earth is interested in this record. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. See how important radio is to everybody?
Yes.
Everybody's interested in this.
Yeah, it's very important to everybody, but people don't really pay attention to it the way they should or give it the respect they do, I think. I don't know.
Do you want to know something? We'll see what happens after you break the record. Because who knows? Who knows the reverence they'll be treating you with? I could see it now. I'm telling you. I could see now. At the White House, on the South Lawn, the president, the vice president, flanking Jones, basically telling the world, hey, you know, we may do important things every day, but look what this guy did.
Yeah, we have the title, Win America.
Exactly. The president should be recognizing that.
That's true.
The title
Somebody
back
should
overseas.
Let the president know that I'm bringing the title back to America.
Yeah.
If everybody who emailed me emailed the White House and told them, then the president would know, because I've gotten like at least 500 emails, maybe a lot more.
You know, I'm going to tell my connections to knock off the Arafat issue and get on the Jonesy issue
get
immediately
on the Jonesy
to the White
issue.
House. It's ridiculous.
Something to say.
Worried about the Middle East peace process.
Right?
Get on Jonesy's accomplishments.
Yeah.
That's what they should be talking about over there in D.C.
You should take care of your own. You and I
exactly.
are co-staff members
We're like
here
brothers
at the station.
Here. Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
How long
brothers
do we know each
podcast.
Other? 16 years we know each other.
Yeah, about 15 years, actually. 15 years next week.
Oh, is
but it
15
feels
years
like 16.
Next week that you're at FMU?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow,
yeah,
what a way to celebrate.
Yeah, and I remember you were the first man who I handed my first cut to.
What was it?
Many,
first
many
cut?
Years ago. You know, I can't remember.
Ooh. That's
isn't
painful.
That bad? That's bad. Yeah.
Not bad. Just
but when the years
it,
pass, man. You think to yourself, you wish you remembered something like that
right.
because it's important to you.
That's
and,
it, for
you
sure.
know, people do ask you things like that.
Do you know that the first day I was ever at FMU, which was in September of 83,
uh-huh.
I asked somebody to record. I was only on for a half hour.
Right.
And I asked somebody to record it, and they. Messed it up, unfortunately.
They messed up the recording, yeah.
About 14 years later, a friend of mine, an old friend of mine, comes over and he says, here, I found this in my house, and he gives it to me. A guy who knew I was going to be on the next day had taped that half hour and sent it to him, and now I've got a recording of the first half
and
hour.
And it was laying around for 14 years.
It was laying around 14 years, and this guy told he moved, and now I have it, and you'll never hear it.
That's amazing.
It sounds horrible.
Did you hate it?
Well, you know how it is all these years later. You hate your original stuff.
Yeah, I hear my early FMU shows, and I can't believe that I sounded like that, actually.
Exactly.
Now, were you at another station before FMU?
No, just college radio up in Yeshiva College in Washington.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
another
I was
radio
there,
station,
but, you know,
so you've done radio before.
When only, you know, 40 people could possibly hear it, it's a little different than when you're at FMU.
And when
know?
Did you really master the craft? You
oh,
are a
gosh.
Master of the craft.
It's like Othello. A minute to learn, a lifetime to master. You know that about that game, they say that?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you pick it up, you learn the board in a few minutes, and then you just keep going from there. I still mess up. Are you kidding?
Oh, I mess up, too. Do you think you mastered it at this point? I mean, you are masterful at it, but are you going to keep getting better?
As our leader, Ken Friedman, always tells me,
mm-hmm.
if you think you've mastered it, that's the beginning of your downfall.
Mm.
We're still on the road to learning this craft as best as possible, performing on a daily basis as best as we can for our audience.
Wow, you're good.
I'm quoting Ken. What do you mean me? I'm quoting Ken.
Just to remember that quote is good.
Oh, boy.
Just to remember that, to be able to reel it. Did you just wake up? Were you up all day?
Did not nap this afternoon. Despite the Sabbath, did not nap this afternoon. We got a very busy house where I am.
Mm-hmm.
This young man has four little brothers and sisters that are still in diapers. And
mm-hmm.
talk about that. That was one of the greatest days when we had the triplets.
Yeah.
And talk about a community of radio. There were people who told me they were online getting on a flight in Israel to
and
come back
heard.
To New York, and they heard from people, hey, do you hear Nachum Segal had triplets?
I got news for you. I heard at the office I work at. I work in at Court TV, and I work with Teresa.
Right.
And I heard about it through the radio department there.
Right.
I was told there before I found out from WFMU.
Is she still there, Teresa?
Yeah, she's there. She's on maternity leave. She just had a child.
Amazing.
A second child.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Yeah.
They say it's a small world, don't
How many
they?
Ways our paths have crossed.
It is amazing.
And shall continue to.
Please, God.
What sort of Guinness record would you like to hold?
I don't know. I was thinking about that. I can't jump rope. I can't hold my breath like our esteemed general manager can underwater.
Yeah, he's good at that.
He should really go. What is the record for that? He should go for the full thing.
I don't know. We can find out. We can write.
Ken, if it's 32 minutes, are you willing to do it next marathon? No. I don't know. What's in that Guinness book? Someone show it to me. There's a record of 70 home runs in a season, but I don't think I'm going to make that one.
No, I don't think either of us will ever make that one.
I doubt it.
We had a chance a couple of years ago before the record was broken. But
and that guy McGuire, I mean, he put it out of reach. Like,
yeah, he put it out of reach.
Record.
He ruined it for everybody.
So I don't know. Is there a record for, for bottles of water drunk during one radio show? I could go for that one.
Do you drink a lot of water?
Yeah, constantly. Right here where you're standing.
And now, is that just a natural habit of yours? Is that because you're on the radio and the voice, keep the voice going?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of both. Just, got very into water. Mm-hmm. This whole scam of bottled water did so well in this country. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine that bottled water?
Isn't it strange?
Paying something you can
bottled
get for free.
Water. Yeah, I agree.
Is that bottled or is that it's tap water?
They, I don't know. They just keep giving it to me.
It is bottled, baby? So someone here fall for it also?
Yes.
But it's amazing that I fall for that almost every single morning. Buying bottles of water.
It took me years to fall for that one. And it was only recently, and it was only because you can stick it in the refrigerator and it's cold. And, I don't know why I fell for that one. I never should have.
I wonder if Jersey City water is bad in general. You know, New York City, the water's pretty good. It tastes
That's
good.
What they say, yeah. They say it's amongst the best in in the area.
That's why bottled water did so well in Israel. Mm-hmm. Water there tastes so bad.
Does it really?
Woo!
Yeah, you notice it in certain areas. When I'm down the shore, I notice it in certain areas down like around Seaside and stuff. It just tastes terrible.
You know, this is so painful for me because we got a holiday starting tomorrow night, a two-day holiday. We're not going to be able to tune in again until Tuesday night.
So you won't.
I won't know what's going on.
You won't even know if I won.
Could you send someone? Maybe someone could toss me. I don't know. Maybe someone could like send a messenger service to my house. Let me know what's going on.
I'll drop by on the way home.
Really? You can crash. You can crash in my kid's room.
We live close enough. Why not?
Can you imagine that? I'm not gonna, unless maybe, I don't know, maybe the Tuesday morning papers will already have it. Who knows?
Yeah, I guess it will be.
I would hope
it would be in the papers.
Otherwise, I'll be completely in the dark.
You'll figure it
out.
And
I won't know if I'm the answer to that famous trivia question or not.
Which would be?
Who did Jones take over from when he started the record-breaking performance?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, it's like the guy who threw the ball.
Exactly, right.
Who gave up the home run.
Exactly.
That'll be your claim to fame.
I mean, I'm still part of the record, am I not? So it's going to be a while before I find out, but hey. I'm looking forward for the very big news. Oh, it's going to be something.
It's going to be spectacular. Yeah, the moment that we hit, it will be a lot of fun. And it is really too bad that you won't be at the station that day because it'll be the station. I say that as though we're not there
but
now.
But you know, Jonesy, being such a deeply religious man like yourself, I can't abandon the holiday.
Absolutely.
You know,
I agree.
You're a big believer in that.
Well, I respect the holiday so much that I'm always there for you whenever you need a fill-in during the holiday, including this one.
And can I tell you the biggest irony of all this? I don't know if you have to go up, but can I tell you the biggest irony?
Which is what?
Tomorrow night,
uh-huh.
The way we observe tomorrow night's holiday, and I'm being serious, I know you're going to think I'm kidding, is by staying up all night and studying.
Oh,
tomorrow night, the holiday, it's the anniversary of the giving of the Torah, and we stay up all night. And we were laughing Friday morning on the air a little bit how ironic it is that you're doing this over this holiday when we got to be up all night and you got to be up
that
all
is
night.
There is an irony.
So imagine
there.
That.
Yeah, see, now if I had to stay up all night to observe a religious holiday,
right.
I could slip a radio under the pillow and I could listen.
Would you like me to bring you some holy books so you could do two things at once?
Sure. You know what I'd like really like you to do? I'd like you to select a song for us to play here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, absolutely.
One of those fun
got like thousands of songs to play. Yeah, absolutely. I want it to be one of your Jewish collection upstairs. Your
Thank
Jewish
you.
Songs.
Thank you. I'll have to think now what it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Try to find something really appealing to the old. Maybe a Hava Nagila or something. You know,
yeah, that
something
would be
where
good.
Everyone, where they'll ask, "Hey, is there a hockey game here? Or is Jones on the air? What's going on?" You know, they play that song in hockey games. You ever hear that?
Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
What's that all about?
I don't know. The things they play at hockey games. Who figures? In the old days, they used to just play sports.
Right.
You know, now they have to have a big entertainment thing going on.
Now it's impossible. Mm-hmm. You go and you can't hear yourself think, Jonesy.
Yeah, it's just not the same anymore. And then you have the commercial timeouts for the TV timeouts.
Right. Just, TV controls our entire lives. That's why we love radio so much.
Yes, yes. The radio, you just
that
tell
horrible
them,
television is controlling our lives.
In radio, you tell us when the game starts and we'll come back from the commercial.
Right.
In TV, and it's a whole different ballgame.
They dictate it.
Yeah, they do.
How did that ever happen?
I don't know. I guess it's because it's so easy. You just stare at it.
Exactly.
You know, in radio, you need a little imagination.
That mind-numbing experience of television.
All the people out there have no clue what we look like, unless, of course, they want to, this new technology.
Yeah,
here.
What do you think of that? And now you can actually see what the DJ looks like and what he's doing and what's happening.
Think about when we started at this radio station, the difference between the conditions that we broadcast under and having this eyeball lens staring at us, where people in Okinawa can watch us.
I wonder if people in Okinawa are watching.
We had a lot of mail from a military base or something like that there, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. God bless America. It's a good weekend to remind everybody about the beauty of this country.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So,
and I kind of forget that, though, because to me, I lose track of the fact of what day it is.
It's about to turn into Sunday, by the way.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Oh, that's good. That's even closer.
You get to put a big check next to Saturday.
Yeah, yeah. And it's not only do you cross off an hour, that you get to cross off a day on the calendar.
That just
feels impressive. But then when the sun comes up the next day, you kind of think to yourself, "No, wait a minute. We already passed the 27th, and now it's still the 27th." So,
have you been careful with announcing the dates?
I haven't really been on that long, that many days or anything, but I keep getting lost. I keep forgetting.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the toughest things always when you stay up all night, losing track of what day it is and what week it is.
Yeah, you really do. You do quickly.
But we shouldn't focus on that because I don't want you to fall for that.
I don't care what day it is.
Doesn't matter,
I just keep on going.
Just read it from the paper. That's the end of it. You know what they just handed you over there, Jonesy?
Yeah, is this one of your favorite songs?
Well, this is the song. This is Scott's recommendation. This is the song that opens my show every morning for the last 18 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
This will be confusing to a lot of people.
Do you mind my playing it?
No, I'd love you to. I just, you know.
That's great.
I hope the audience doesn't mind.
Well, the audience will love it.
Yeah, you think so? They'll get into it?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, ironically enough, this song means time to wake up in the morning.
Time to wake up in the morning. That's perfect.
So, you know,
this is obviously why you chose it.
Yeah, as we approach the new day, now it's time to wake up.
And another irony. We're just filled with ironies here.
Filled with ironies. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It is amazing, isn't it?
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Boy, things have changed since the old days in Froberg.
Yeah, things have changed, all right. You know, the Froberg basement used to flood constantly. Did you know that?
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there were times when I would wade to the front door of the radio station. Yeah. Anybody remember that? That was
No.
That would happen very
Bob
often.
Bob remembers it. There you go.
Yeah, oh, there you go. Bob remembers it. And, that was an interesting experience.
Did you ever have to broadcast from the transmitter?
No.
I always wanted to.
I didn't.
I almost got to once, but then they fixed it. I was all upset.
Did you really want to do it?
I always thought it would be a real radio thing to do, you know?
Yeah. Everyone beat me to it. Like, I'd be in the station, something would go wrong. We'll go. Don't worry about it. We'll go. You know?
You just stay here.
Everyone wants that privilege.
That's because they didn't want anything to happen to you.
They want to be able to say, we broadcast from the things were so rough, and the weather was so bad, and the ice was so horrible, we actually went to the transmitter to broadcast.
Absolutely. Nakam, thank you for joining me
A
here
pleasure.
Today.
Good luck.
I really appreciate it.
In Hebrew, we say bahatzlacha, with good luck.
How do I say it?
Bahatzlacha. Hope it goes very, very well.
Thank you
should
you
be this soon. Chipper this time tomorrow.
I hope so.
Hope so.
I
Take
really
care, man.
So.
I admire you greatly. This is some feat. Hope it's with great success that it concludes. And we're actually going to hear the song, huh?
Yeah, we're going to hear the song. I just need to know how to pronounce it because I need to introduce it.
The name of the song is Modeh.
Modeh.
And the group's name is Regesh. Do you need to announce the composer or just the group?
Just the group.
Regesh with Modeh.
Modeh. Okay. Thanks very much, Nakam.
Thank you. Good luck.
And I'll see you on Wednesday morning.
I hope so.
I'll definitely be there waiting for you. In fact, I'm going to hang on to this.
You're going to need it. 6 a.m.
I'm going to hang on to it because you're not going to have a chance. You know, there's no chance that I won't be waiting for you. So there's no reason to leave it here.
Well, I look forward to co-hosting with you Wednesday morning.
Okay.
Or if that's not allowed, then at least telling you what songs to play Wednesday morning.
I look forward to it as well.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Nakam.
Good luck, Jonesy.
Bye-bye. And our next cut here is Nakam Siegel's opening song from 18 years. So this might be the first time you heard this on this station when Nakam wasn't starting his show. And this is Regesh with Modeh.
Melech haidekayon, moideyani lefanecha.
Jonesy, Vin called and apologized. He's going to be with us here tomorrow night at 10 p.m., and he'll be live in the studio with us, Vin Scalza. And that's fine by me because I was having a great time interviewing Nakam, and I was actually hoping it wouldn't get cut short. So we'll have Vin Scalza in the studio tomorrow at 10, and I believe Joe Franklin's going to be with us at noon. So we keep on keeping on. We're about to cross... Over to midnight to May 27th, I believe, in a moment or two. And that'll be another day off the calendar. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org/Jones. You can check out our video stream or listen to us at any time on the audio stream. And Nakam is Monday through Friday host here, for those of you who are listening for the first time, from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And he hosts the fabulous Jewish Moments in the Morning program, which I'm sure you'll love if you just tune in. And you can, as I learned from the master, you can be entertained by the master. Now, we will move on and play this particular cut, C'est plan pour moi by Plastic Bertrand. correct?
Sur mon lit à bouffer, ça n'entend du vent, prends mon whisky, quant à moi, peu dormi, vie, débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un agneau dans son igloo, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi, moi, ça plane pour moi, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson, limé, ruiné, vidé. You are the king of the divan, qu'elle me dit en passant. I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi, 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 moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera.
Okay, and this is Billy Don't Be a Hero by Bo Donaldson and the Haywoods. I should have known that by heart. I had to look down on a piece of paper. I haven't been off that long. How could I forget such a fact?
I saw she was crying.